You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. How is everyone doing today? It's the Fox Studio, so you know what that means. We're doing our football show. Hey, Mike, are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
All right. How are we doing, Mike?
Good, good. I'm doing better than the two New York teams right now, or at least I'm not playing right now.
That's right. So it's Friday. It's 4 o'clock. It means football time.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. We're into championship week. Let's talk about it, the games.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. I mean, it is conference championship. This is for the admittance to the big game. You got Philadelphia and Washington, Kansas City and Buffalo. The Philadelphia-Washington game is going to be fascinating because it's two teams that know each other very well from the NFC East. You have the Saquon Barkley factor. He has, of course, been tremendous, 2,000 yards rushing. You have the Jaden Daniels factor. He has been the Rookie of the Year. Tyler, and his ability to just tear defenses apart as a rookie has been incredible to watch. This could be a high-scoring game, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring game that's going to come down to mistakes late in the game that may determine it.
Yeah. And again, you know, let's talk about that. It's going to be a wild game.
It is going to be wild. You got two teams that know each other incredibly well. The last two times they met each other, I believe it was only just by a handful of points. I mean, Washington won that game, I believe it was like 36-33 down in D.C. It was a wild contest. So I certainly expect that to be the case here as well. Not to mention the two coaches have been here before. Nick Sirianni took Philly to the big game
right. Years
ago, and they have Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, I know what he did for your guys in Dallas, your Dallas Cowboys, and you probably wish he was the coach right now. But people made fun of this guy when he was coaching Atlanta, and they lost to New England in the big game. And they blew that big lead, and they said, "Oh, this guy's a terrible coach." This guy is an incredible coach. He has that incredible staff around him. What a job he had. I mean, to me, he gets the vote for Coach of the Year, what he's been able to do with a franchise that has been a dead franchise for so many years.
Well, I'm quite happy, and I'm looking really forward to this game.
Yeah.
Now let's go for the predictions. Who do you think's going to take it?
Well, right now, Philly's got is minus six, according to the books. Okay, so that's a pretty big line. The over-under is around 47.5. I'm going to go with Philly, even with the six-point spread there. I like Philly at home. I think it's going to be a little bit too much Saquon Barkley at the end. And, look, Jaden Daniels has been great all year. Washington has been very good at not turning the ball over in big spots, but this is going to be different in this kind of game. Late against a team that has been here before, I think Philadelphia comes away with a victory.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go a little weird. I'm going with the Commanders.
Whoa.
There's something about them this year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they've been surprising everybody. They've been playing like they were the teams from the 80s when they were dominant. And again, this is nothing against the Eagles. The Eagles have been fabulous all year. Yeah, Saquon, hands down, I think he is the MVP of the league, or he better be. You know, that's nothing against a knock against, you know, Lamar Jackson or even, you know, Mr. Allen up in Buffalo. But Saquon played it all. And, you know, it's also a nice little slap in the face against the Giants because they didn't sign him. But I'm really hoping for Jay Daniels and the Commanders.
I would like to see it. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I think, no offense to our friends down south in South Jersey and our Fox Sports Radio Jersey South. But up here in the north, that team in Philadelphia, kind of like mud, but no.
And like I said, it's going to be real interesting down in Philadelphia this weekend. You better stay away.
Yeah, you better. All right, let's move right along, my friend, to the next game, Buffalo and Kansas City, the game that everybody will be watching.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that decided already? Oh, never mind.
No. Actually, I haven't gone on to X in about 10 minutes, so I can't tell you if it's been decided or not. So anyway, we don't know how the referee is going to rule in this game. We know they're going to play a role. If the ball is close to the – I saw a funny video, Jack, the other day of a high school game, and the referees are extending the sticks for a first down. They see the ball is short, so the referee picks up the ball, puts the ball in front of the stick to make sure it's first down, then gives a first down. So we might see that this week in this game this weekend.
No. All I'll say is the referees and the NFL, they really have to examine all the penalties being called, especially during this off season. Some of them in these playoffs have been, should we say, questionable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially like last week when, you know, there was a 15-yard penalty against Mahomes when the two players didn't even touch him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's not right. You know, if it's a legit penalty, I'm all for it. But let's make these games fair. So, yeah, you got Buffalo and you got KC. Ooh, yeah. This could be a real barn burner.
It could be. I mean, look, right now it's a one-point spread between these two teams. These two teams know each other incredibly well. You got Josh Allen looking to get over the hump, but kind of get the monkey off his back against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is 3-0 against Allen and Buffalo in the postseason. And Buffalo would love nothing more to go to Kansas City, a team they've beaten once already, and come out with a victory. I think it's going to be very, very difficult. Do I think this Buffalo team has the ability to do it? I kind of think they do. They showed a lot when they played them in Week 11 because they've got a lot of pressure on Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a hard time handling their blitz. So we'll see what Sean McDermott's able to drop this time around and how Andy Reid and Matt Nagy can counter that. And also you got Steve Spagnuolo there as well going up against Josh Allen. So it's just, there's so many great stars all over the map in this game.
So wait a minute. Are you possibly saying that there won't be a three-peat for KC?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's always the chance. I'm always the chance. How do you feel about it?
I'm going with Buffalo.
Whoa! Okay.
No. I think it's going to be a very good game. I think it's going to be, you know, the good old routine of who gets the last turnover, who gets the last possession, and who controls the ball more.
Right.
But I really, I'm kind of hoping for Buffalo.
I think a lot of people are. I think, again, this is going to be very difficult. I mean, it is in Kansas City.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have been nearly unbeatable there. Now, they've lost on the stage before, but I think that they always find a way. Kansas City to get that big play, that big turnover, yes, even a big call to go their way. I'm going to say 27-24, Kansas City wins. Yes, I'm sorry, folks.
27-24, you're saying a field goal.
Yes.
A field goal. All right.
Yes.
Well, hey, you know, that's why it's called championship. You got the best four teams left at the NFL, all going for that prize on February 9th, the big game. Oh, I can't wait for that, all those commercials and everything. Of course, you know, I know what I'm going to be watching before the big game. It's going to be the Puppy Bowl because that is the greatest. That's sometimes better than the actual big game.
I thought you were going to talk about another bowl, but I can't mention that.
No, the Puppy Bowl that they always have. Oh, they get the cutest little doggies and cats to play. Oh, it's so fun to watch. Anyway, yeah, that's me, the animal lover. All right, well, you know, we did also have a big game this past Monday night where it was the CFP championship game, Notre Dame versus Ohio State. You know, it started out like a wild game that I thought it was just going to keep going back and forth. But then, congratulations to Ohio State of the Big Ten, the champions of the first CFP championship game.
It got scary late for Ohio State because for a while it looked like they were going to run away with it. They were up 31-7 at one point. It looked like it was going to be a total blowout. And then Notre Dame came back. They made it a little bit closer, but it just wasn't enough for the Irish to overtake what was clearly a superior team in Ohio State. Will Howard, that defense, I mean, you know, they were just too much to handle. And how about Ryan Day exercising the demons? People who wanted him fired, as we see as that Michigan game, and how he is on top of the world.
Yeah, I think he's secured his contract for next year.
I think so.
All right, well, hey, then, you know, once this is all over, we're only less than 3 weeks away from pitches and catches reporting to spring training, baby.
Yep.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait to see how the New York teams are going to be doing. I wish only the best for the New York Yankees, but of course, you know, I'm a Mets fan, so I'm only wishing. The best for the Mets, and I really want to resolve. This is all I'll say. Who's my first baseman?
It's gonna be Mark Vientos. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Mark Vientos. I mean, if everything that people are saying is that the Mets and Alonso, they just can't agree to anything. They offered him $23 million a year over 3 years for $70 million, and he said, nope, no thank you. I mean, look, is he better than Freddie Freeman, who's making $27 million a year? Absolutely not.
Nope.
So to me, Pete, take the money that's been offered to you by the Mets. Stop listening to Scott Boras.
Yeah.
Come back to the Mets. But you know what? I think the Mets, they're going to be very stubborn. David Stearns is going to be stubborn. He wants to move on. And he's going to try for Vlad Guerrero, but Guerrero may end up signing and staying in Toronto. So who knows?
Well, like I said, that's why it's called the world of sports. All right, well, you're listening to Fox Sports, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, and, of course, Fox Sports Jersey Shore. Tonight, we're actually no sports tonight, so we're just going to keep it on Fox Sports. But, of course, tomorrow we got Rutgers basketball coming up, and we also have what game is tomorrow night, Mike? I can't remember.
I believe it's the Knickerbockers. The Knickerbockers.
There you go. And you can hear it all right here on Fox Sports. So until next week, I'm Jack Thomas.
I'm Michael Cohen.
Enjoy your weekend and be safe.